Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, Adam Schein from NFL.com. He put out a ranking of the quarterbacks in the AFC West. Where will Derek Carr, Wilbur Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, and Justin Herbert, where will they rank? It might surprise you. We'll tell you about that. And then Amber Thiel Harris from SiriusXM, she joins the show to talk about the Raiders, and Josh McDaniels just gives you a brief update what her expectations are from the team in 2022. And is there a new Raiders logo that's floating around Twitter? Yeah. There is, and a lot of Raider Nation is not happy about it, so you'll hear about all that coming up on today's show. And then former Raider tight end Andrew Glover joined my radio show on Thursday, Unnecessary Roughness on Raider Nation Radio 920. You'll hear that conversation, then we'll close out the show with calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. It's all coming up on Friday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, June 24th, 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raiders podcast free and available on all platforms. And Raider Nation, very excited about today's show. Ready to close out the week really, really strong. Been having a lot of fun shows here, both on the radio and on the podcast. So I definitely appreciate your support. Let's go ahead and jump into news and the notes of the day. Adam Schein from NFL.com. He put out a piece that was ranking the four quarterbacks in the AFC West. Who did he put first? Who did he put fourth? Thought it was a pretty good piece, and there's been a lot of different rankings and discussions about the quarterbacks ever since Russell Wilson has been a member of the Denver Broncos. But let's go ahead and jump into what Adam Schein had to say. Fourth to first is how we'll start things off, and he had coming in at number four, LA Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. He said Herbert has thrown for more yards, 9,350, and more touchdowns, 69, than any player in the first 2 years of their career in NFL history. The 2020 Offensive Rookie of the Year is about to take the league by storm. MVP? Offensive Player of the Year? Win the division and lead the Bolts to the AFC title game? It's all in play. So there's Adam Schein talking about Justin Herbert, and it's so funny. Every time I hear someone break down Justin Herbert, you know, they give him all the accolades, and everyone's been praising him for the longest time, but he hasn't been to the playoffs yet. And I know he's got a very young career, and he looks very promising. But I think where Adam Schein has him ranked at number four, I think that's right, because what has he done? I mean, at least the other quarterbacks have been to the playoffs, and I know Derek Carr lost last year, but he's done a whole lot in his career as far as putting up yards, coming back, late-game wins, I mean, all kind of stuff that Justin Herbert hasn't done. And, oh, by the way, in Week 18, Derek Carr got the best of Justin Herbert, even if Herbert brought the Chargers back multiple times. The Raiders still ultimately won that game and sent the Chargers home. So whenever everyone is, like, already praising Justin Herbert and saying how great he's going to be, yeah, he looks like he's going to be fantastic. I'll be the first to say that, but he hasn't got there yet. So you can't anoint him until he actually gets somewhere. You know, what if he's one of those quarterbacks that's on one of those teams that, you know, he's great, puts up big-time stats, and never gets to the playoffs and never wins a big game? Maybe he ends up becoming a Hall of Famer based off of yards and touchdowns and all those, you know, individual stats. But what does he do for the team? So right now, I think it's right that he is at number four. So I think Adam Schein got that right. So who did he have coming in at number three? Well, he had the Raiders' Derek Carr coming in at number three, and he said, "My guy Carr has been criminally underrated and underappreciated for years. He's terrific, especially when it counts most. Carr is tied for first in game-winning drives with 30 and fourth-quarter comebacks 24 since entering the NFL in 2014. And don't forget about all the instability and change he's had to deal with lately, including the Antonio Brown saga in 2019, the Raiders' relocation from Oakland to Vegas, and the sudden end to the John Gruden tenure last year. Now that Carr's got a new extension, close friend in Devontae Adams, who also happens to be the game's top receiver to throw to, and Josh McDaniels taking the reins at head coach. Look out." And that's from Adam Schein right there on the NFL.com talking about Derek Carr. He has him ranked third in the AFC West. And, you know, I think that he hit it on the head when he said, look out. I think that combination of Josh McDaniels, I think the weapons that Derek Carr has this year, Devontae Adams, I don't think it's going to take long for them to get on the same page. I really don't think it's going to take a whole lot of time. Matter of fact, we found out on Thursday that the Raiders are going to be reporting to training camp. The rookies will be reporting on the 18th of July and the veterans on the 20th. So that's when everything gets real, right? That's when training camp camp gets real. I don't think it's going to take long for Adams and Carr to get on the same page. They've been working together for a very long time, obviously in the offseason, but I do think that they're going to get hooked up pretty quick, fast, in a hurry, and get on the same page. So I think we're going to see a lot of big-time play from those guys. Obviously, you have Darren Waller, who's a big-time playmaker. You have Hunter Renfrow, who's a big-time playmaker. And I really do believe Josh McDaniels pushing the buttons is going to be a big deal. I think that's going to make a difference. I think you're going to see a lot less field goals and a lot more touchdowns, which obviously is going to be really good for the team because that's how they win games. Touchdowns is going to win you games. Field goals is not going to do it, especially in the AFC West. But I like the ranking from Adam Schein. I think number three is fair for Derek Carr because then obviously you have Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson left, and both of those guys have won Super Bowl. So fine, I'm okay with that. Matter of fact, coming in at number two, he actually has the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. Probably a surprise to you, right? Probably a shock. It was a little bit of a surprise to me, but okay. And then Russell Wilson comes in at number one. I don't have to read the write-ups on those two guys. I mean, again, both of them have Super Bowl victories under their belt. They've been to the Super Bowl multiple times, and that's really all you got to say about the situation, right? So Russell Wilson one, Patrick Mahomes two, Derek Carr three, Justin Herbert four. That's according to Adam Schein from NFL.com. I also wanted you to hear from Amber Thea Harris from SiriusXM Radio. She was on my radio show on Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness, and we talked about all things NFL. I mean, I like to do that scatter shoot. Talked about what was going on in D.C., was talking about what was going on with Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, and a whole lot more. And then I got to the Raiders, and I just wanted to ask her one question. And look, she deals with fantasy football as well on SiriusXM. She's really good when it comes to NFL breakdowns. She's just very knowledgeable. So I asked her about the opportunity that she sees for head coach Josh McDaniels with the silver and black. What is she expecting for this season?
I'm excited. I think you guys in Las Vegas should be very excited. You have a very tough division, as you know. I think if you ask 10 different people what the orders, the finish is going to be for the division, and I've done this on SiriusXM, I've asked multiple analysts, they all give me different orders. I mean, nobody can predict. I mean, could it be the Chargers? Could it be the Raiders? Could it be the Chiefs? I don't know, but I think the Raiders have the chance to make the biggest jump, and here, this is all I have to say to you fantasy owners out there. Get Hunter Renfrow. Look at what Josh McDaniels has done all the way in the past with slot receivers. With slot receivers that were good but not great. All of a sudden, and I know that Derek Carr is not Tom Brady, but Derek Carr is pretty good. And look at the years. Go back, and this is something you can do for your next show. Look at the 2007 year with the Patriots when Randy Moss was there. So let's say Randy Moss is Devontae Adams. Look and see what a guy named Wes Welker did. So pick up Hunter Renfrow. Pick him up on your fantasy team.
Amber Thea Harris right there from SiriusXM Radio. You hear her talking about the Raiders, how Raider Nation should be excited. She said, you guys in Vegas should be excited, but you also heard the challenge she put out there. It wasn't really a challenge. She just said, hey, look it up for your next show. Go back and look at that Patriots 2017 with Randy Moss and some guy named Wes Welker. See what he was able to do. She said, Randy Moss, just treat him like Devontae Adams. And I know it's a different animal. It's a different day and age as far as the NFL goes. And honestly, really, the Raiders have more weapons than just Devontae Adams and just Hunter Renfrow. You know, I mean, Darren Waller is a major factor as well, and they got the running game. So I did. I went back and looked at the 2017. That's the year that Randy had a just incredible year, and every Raider fan was sick, right? Randy Moss had 98 catches for 1,493 yards and 23 touchdowns. That is a monster year. I don't expect Devontae Adams to have 98 catches for 1,493 yards. I just don't, because they have Darren Waller. There's other weapons as well. But Wes Welker, to her credit and her point, Wes Welker had 112 catches, 1,175 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Again, I don't expect Hunter Renfrow to have that many catches, but can you imagine if they get anywhere close to that? That's what Josh McDaniels was dealing up when he had Randy Moss and Wes Welker. So again, to her credit, if you use Devontae Adams and say he's Randy Moss and Hunter Renfrow is Wes Welker, that looks like a hell of a season. So then you say, all right, Q, well, how does the running game factor into that? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Patriots had Lawrence Maroney. He ran the ball 185 times for 835 yards and 6 touchdowns. That could be Josh Jacobs. Then they had a secondary guy, Sammy Morris. He ran the rock 85 times for 384 yards and 3 more touchdowns. You combine that, that's over 1,000 yards rushing right there and almost 10 touchdowns. That's 9 touchdowns between the two guys. Oh, but don't worry, they had a third. Kevin Falk, 62 carries, 265 yards. So that's over 1,300 yards rushing. And, of course, you look at the receiving between Moss and Welker, and that's over 2,000, over 2,500 yards and over 30 touchdowns. I mean, that's just a monster offensive output. And, of course, they had a hell of a season. I'm not saying the Raiders are going to have a season like the Patriots had back in 2007 when those guys were putting up those kind of numbers. But if you look at the running game, Maroney could beat Jacobs, 835 yards, 6 touchdowns on 185 attempts. That's about right. Sammy Morris, 85 attempts. So that could be, what, Kenyon Drake, 384 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kevin Folk, that could be Zamir White, 62 carries, 265 yards. I could see that kind of production and that kind of distribution amongst the running backs. So Amber Theo Harris, I think she brought up a great point when she was on my radio show, and I just wanted to go ahead and bring those numbers to you so you can get kind of an idea of what you might want to expect, what could be a possibility. Not the exact numbers, but still big-time offensive output from the Raiders in 2022. Final couple of notes I have for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast news and notes of the day. There's a new Raider logo that's floating around Twitter, floating around on the internet. I saw a tweet that had a picture that said it was from the Raider image, and it's called the new exclusive Two Swords Collection. And to me, it looks very Tampa Bay Buccaneer-like. And the reason it looks very Tampa Bay Buccaneer-like, and I'll go to my grave and say this, is Tampa Bay tried their best to rip off the Raiders logo. You know, when they went back and switched up their jerseys a long time ago, it looked very Raider-like, obviously, with the Tampa Bay twist to it, right? Well, this looks to me, when I see these two swords, all I think of is Tampa Bay, except for it's in silver and black. It's just, it doesn't really look right, only because I know a Tampa Bay, right? I mean, it looks like it could be kind of cool if Tampa Bay didn't have anything that looks similar to that. Matter of fact, my guy Vice Raider from right here from Las Vegas, he tweeted out, "This is wrong on so many levels. I'm a fan, and yes, I understand you got to be creative to increase revenue, but I can't see the most diehard fans and passionate fans of the Raiders purchasing this. The NFL and 47 Collection were better off slapping the Bucks name on this with that logo." So there you go right there. Obviously, Vice Raider believes it looks very Tampa Bay Buccaneer-like as well. I'm sure it's going to sell a lot. I mean, again, it looks pretty cool if there wasn't a Tampa Bay Buccaneer logo that looked very similar to that. So don't be shocked when you see that floating around. They're just getting creative and selling some more merchandise. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fans that aren't going to like it, but there it is. Final note is a real quick one. Actually had a guy text into the show when I was on the radio on Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920 that said, "Ndamukong Suh was hanging out at the Circa pool on Thursday with multiple Raider players." Now, I just tell you that just to tell you that, because that was the message that was passed on to me. I've been saying this phrase a lot. I'm just a weatherman, right? You know, so a lot of times the weatherman will pass something along and it'll be wrong. I was told on Thursday it was going to rain in Las Vegas. It did not. The weatherman got it wrong. Sometimes that's how it is. But the message from the person, and I don't know who it was, they didn't give me their name, but they sent in the text message multiple times on our Sam and Ash text line on Raider Nation Radio 920 and said that Ndamukong Suh was hanging out at the Circa pool in Las Vegas with multiple Raider players. Does that mean he's signing with the team? No. Does that mean he's not signing with the team? No. Does that mean anything? It doesn't have to, but it also could mean something. So I just wanted to let that be known, pass that along to you, so at least you know if something were to come of it, then you go back and look and say, well, maybe something did happen at that Circa pool on that Thursday. So that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast news and notes of the day. Coming up in segment number two, former Raider tight end Andrew Glover. He joined my radio show on Thursday, the former 10th round pick. You'll hear that conversation coming up after I tell you about BetOnline.net. And of course, they are your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. They got the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including the Stanley Cup Final and Major League Baseball. BetOnline.net, your continued source for all your sports wagering information, live betting, esports, and scores. BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news all season long. They're the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. All you got to do is head to the website today on your laptop or your mobile device to learn about the trends and all the action. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to jump into the conversation I had on Thursday with Andrew Glover, former Raider tight end. He was drafted back in 1991 in round 10. A lot of folks don't even realize that there were so many rounds back in 91, but Andrew Glover out of Grambling University was drafted in the 10th round, and as you'll hear him say, all he did is score touchdowns, right? He didn't have a super long career, but played some good times with the LA Raiders and, of course, the Oakland Raiders as well, and he joined my show on Raider Nation Radio 920 on Thursday. Here's that conversation. Former Raider tight end Andrew Glover. And Andrew, welcome to the show. I appreciate you. How are you doing these days?
Doing good. Doing good. Just hanging out in hot Houston, Texas. But I visit Vegas regularly, do some things in the community, working with former players and just keeping it going.
I'm not mad at that at all. We just found out today that training camp is less than a month away. And back in 91, when you were a rookie, a late-round rookie, what were you thinking? What, you know, heading into training camp, what was it? Was there some anxiety in your body? What were you thinking going into camp?
Absolutely. It was the uncertainty of what to expect and the level of competition and just seeing if you belong. So just, just that unexpected things to happen at camp and things like that, knowing that, you know, it was competitive and, it could happen to you any day. You could be there one day and could be gone the next.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's the reality of it. That's what the NFL is all about, and we see it all the time each and every year when training camp comes about. So you mentioned talking about if you belong. How long did it take for you to realize that, yeah, I do belong here?
When I scored my touchdown in preseason in Tokyo, Japan.
Nice.
That wasn't long. That was in August. I think that was like a couple of days before my birthday in my rookie season, in the preseason. So once I, got in the end zone, and I thought, hey man, this thing is not as hard as it looks like, on TV. So I felt like I could continue to do that, and I was going to have a longer career with the Raiders.
Yeah, well, hey, that sounds like a heck of a birthday gift right there, getting your first touchdown right before your birthday in Tokyo. How was that, playing a preseason game in Tokyo?
It was fabulous, that international experience. It was in the Tokyo Dome, and Steve Berline actually threw me the touchdown in on the goal line situations, and that's what I did best. I scored a lot of touchdowns in college, and I integrated into the NFL doing the touchdown thing pretty seamlessly, but that wasn't my only job and responsibility. Blocking, blocking had to, take hold and pass blocking as well as run blocking.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen the tight end position really evolve over the years. Again, we're talking with former Raiders tight end Andrew Glover here on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920. How much have you seen that tight end position evolve? Because the Raiders have a really good one right now in Darren Waller, but he's come a long
really
way.
A really good one. He is one of the top tight ends in the business right now, and he should be utilized as such. I mean, he's just a nightmare in terms of, the height, his size, his speed, his agility, his hand-eye coordination is amazing, man, for that size guy. I've seen it evolve over the years, and, it has a lot to do with the offensive coordinator and how you're breaking down defenses and who you want to isolate. I mean, that's back in 1998, I played on a team that was 15-1 in the Minnesota Vikings.
Whew.
And we had the highest-scoring offense in the history of the NFL. So when you have that kind of talent across the field, somebody has to give up something, and you have to go out and execute. It's there. You have to just be ready to execute on game day.
How excited should Raider Nation be with all the talent that the Raiders have right now? We see it. Davante Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs, Derek Carr could deliver the ball. How fired up should the fan base be right now?
I think they should be really fired up. However, it's not the only thing to consider when you're talking about the Raider football team. You have to consider the infrastructure, the people in place who are making decisions, the coaching staff, the support system. They play a major role in the team's success as well. So it's not just the players on the field. A lot of it is the support and cast. And if we could minimize the distractions, if we can execute on Sundays, if we could stay healthy, if we could minimize or eliminate turnovers, we have a great opportunity to be, ahead of the class.
Well, Josh McDaniels, he's walking up and down that sidelines now as the head coach. He's also a play caller. He's been a really good play caller in the league for a very long time. What are your thoughts on how he comes in and takes over this Raiders franchise?
Well, he's a very reputable coach. He's had a lot of great success. He's probably been in every, scenario you can imagine, coming from New England and working with Belichick over there. So, he's definitely has the experience now is getting his, coaching style and get his point across to the players and going out and executing on game day, practicing hard and staying focused. Well, a lot of the problems that the Raiders have had in the past is off the field issues and distractions. And those things, man, you just can't have that. And, you know, I reflect back to the year we were 15-1, and I lost the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl with another team, the Minnesota Vikings. But, you know, our focus, you know, was razor sharp during that time. And, you know, our offense was ready to go out and play. And it was just a matter of how much we're going to beat you by, whether we were playing you at home or whether we were playing you at the road, on the road. When you get that kind of confidence, it's hard to break a team's stride. And I think the Raiders are poised to accomplish great things in the near future.
Andrew Glover is our guest here on Raider Nation Radio 920. One of the big Achilles heels for the Raiders has been the red zone, and you're a guy that scored touchdowns. You were a professional touchdown scorer. You knew how to get it done. What do the Raiders need to do? What does Josh McDaniels need to do to have way more success in the red zone, less field goals and more touchdowns?
Well, I think, you know, the element of surprise always works well down when you get around that goal line and executing plays, everybody being in position where they're supposed to be, quarterback having superior confidence, and just knowing that the other team cannot stop you. You are the only one who can stop yourself. The talent is there. There are no excuses anymore. It's all we need is production, and like I said, minimize you know, mistakes, minimize turnovers, and go out and execute, and good things will happen.
You mentioned that you've been out here to Las Vegas. You work with some of the players. You work with the community. What have you thought of Allegiant Stadium? What have you thought about the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, the Raiders HQ?
They're two terrific landmarks out there. They're one of the top facilities in the National Football League. Raiders have always had the top facilities anyway, so there are no excuses. We've got everything we need to prepare. So all we have to do is go out and give it our best effort every day, work hard, get our focus on, and then go out and make the fans proud, the fan base proud by executing and taking it to the other team. I think just playing aggressive. I think, you know, sometimes we get in a, you know, get stale and you know, just start doing the same things that we did last week or the week before. This is a game. This game right here, you have the element of surprise is always big, and I think that, you know, I think Josh McDaniels is going to bring some of that to the table, because Bill Belichick, you never knew what he was going to do. Going on fourth down, third, you know, fourth and long, you know, taking some chances. And that's what football is all about, the element of surprise and keeping people off balance.
Speaking of surprise, how surprised were you that the Raiders were able to land Davante Adams?
It was a little surprising because the market was so great for him. Mm-hmm. I'm glad the Raiders have him and that, you know, Carr can rely on him. However, what the thing is what's going to be the secondary piece or the third piece that's going to be in play when they take Davante away? Because if I was the other team, I would absolutely and positively not let Davante Adams beat me.
Right.
So they're going to have that secondary piece, Hunter Renfrow, Waller, the tight end, and backup role players also play, you know, a big role in the team's success as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Again, we're talking with Andrew Glover here on Raider Nation Radio 920, Unnecessary Roughness. How about the AFC West? It's been a massive shakeup. Of course, Russell Wilson's in Denver. Tyreek Hill is no longer in Kansas City. He's in Miami, and the Chargers, they loaded up as well. When you look at the division, what are your thoughts?
You got to respect it. You got to respect it, and you got to be ready every game. It's no pushover games. Any given Sunday, you can be beat. So, you know, your focus has to be tight, and you have to be ready to go out and play. If you're not ready to go out and play, it could happen to you today. No matter what it looked like on paper, you still have to play the game.
When you were drafted, you were in L.A. Did you ever think that there'd be a football team, a professional football team in Las Vegas?
Did not ever think that, specifically because the league shunned against it for years and years behind that betting and gambling deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, the thing that they really wanted to stay away from. So I think they put together, a project where, they could, you know, stay away from that and try to stay focused. Then we could have great success out there. But I'm grateful for the fans. I'm grateful for, you know, the owner and the vision that he has to move the team there. And now it's up to the guys to go out and make the fan base proud, make Las Vegas proud, and, let everybody see what hard work can really get you at the end of the day.
No doubt about it. And Andrew, before we let you go, anytime I drive out of the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, I see the sign. It says, once a Raider, always a Raider. What does that mean to Andrew Glover?
That means all rights and privileges that's due me because I sweat, I bled, And I had tears playing with that organization, and I laid it on the line in Los Angeles and in Oakland. And, you know, that fraternity is a very tight fraternity. We're one of the best fraternities in the National Football League. Mark Davis does a great job in bringing us together every year and paying homage and respect to the organization and the things that we've achieved in the past. You can't know where you want to go in the future if you don't know about your past. So I'm very thankful for all the things that he does, and I'm always trying to help improve the Raider image and make, you know, make the brand and the owner proud.
Great words of wisdom right there. Great words of wisdom. We definitely appreciate you. When you coming out here to Vegas next?
Probably I'll come out for the Raider reunion. I'll probably be out in July. I got a good friend of mine that's going to be playing in the summer league with the New York Nets. So
nice.
Knicks. So I'm going to be coming out for that, and then I'll come out for the Raider reunion. So hopefully I get a chance to stop by and see you guys.
Yeah, come on by. We got a spot right here in the studio for you. Say what's up. We'll appreciate you and be glad to see you.
Anytime, man. You guys take care, man. Enjoy the rest of the day, and let's go Raiders this season. Just win, baby.
So there is my conversation right there with former Raiders tight end Andrew Glover from Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920. And it's good to hear him talk about Darren Waller, talk about the expectations, what it's going to take for the team to take the next step. I love the fact about you got to know what you can do and go in there and be that player, be that team. Know that you're going to go win games. Don't go into a game wondering if you're going to win. You got to go in there with the confidence that you're going to win. And he talked multiple times when he was with the Minnesota Vikings and they went 15-1 and how they had that swagger and that confidence, but also talked about once a Raider, always a Raider. That's a motto that the Silver and Black always live by. Mark Davis has done a really good job with that. It's good to catch up with the former players and just get their perspective on the game and how it's evolved. You heard him talk about the tight end position. A lot of good stuff right there from Andrew Glover. So hopefully you enjoyed that conversation. Coming up in segment number three, your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. This is the Locked On Raiders podcast.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. Just got a couple that I want to get to on today's show. Don't want to have a super long show to close out the week. I've had a few of those already, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. First up, we got a call from Dave in Phoenix. He's calling to talk about Ndamukong Suh and why he think the Raiders should throw the kitchen sink at him and go get him. Here he is, Dave in Phoenix.
Hey Q, it's Dave in Phoenix. Hey, I just wanted to give you a quick call. I just got done watching the or listening to the podcast today. Hey, and I just wanted to say touch on Sue. Man, I think we ought to go put the full court press on him, man, and give him whatever he wants. That guy is a game changer. You know, you talk about guys that are dogs and that'll just be be great fits for a defense. I think this guy was handpicked to be a Raider, handmade to be part of the Silver and Black. And I'm excited to see him in a uniform. So I hope they go all out. You know, this guy he was born a dog. He'll die a dog. This guy is ready to rock and roll. You know, especially with some of the injury concerns we have with a few of those defensive line players right now, Hankins, I believe it's Bilal Nichols, and you know, if we can get somebody that's just a human wrecking ball in the middle of that line like Sue is, man, I just think that puts us up a whole nother level on that defensive line. And not to mention, you know, he's going to be able to be an on-field coach, you know, and just a real good locker room presence, I think. So, but anyhow, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that. I also hope they get Waller extended to. I think that guy's going to be an extremely good piece of our chess game moving forward for a lot of years. This guy, he's just an incredible person as well as a great player. But anyhow, all right, Q. Well, listen, appreciate everything you do. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a good week, brother. Go Raiders!
It's my guy Dave in Phoenix. Thank you for the call, my man. And I think he'd be a good addition. I really do. I don't think that they're just going to throw any kind of money at him. I don't see $8 to $10 million. I just don't. I think that they're going to have to say, hey, man, look, $4 million, $5 million maybe with incentives, and we could talk. But I just don't know. But now, again, as I mentioned in segment number one, there was the note that he was at the Circa Sports Pool. Doesn't mean that he's, you know, talking to the front office, but he was there with Raider players, according two reports. That's what, you know, folks that were at the pool texted into my radio show and said. So again, take it with a grain of salt, but obviously he's in Vegas. Obviously he's interested in the Raiders. That's the one thing I know for sure. He's very interested in the Silver and Black. It sounds like he would love to be a member of the Silver and Black. My biggest question is, how interested are the Raiders in him? That's where the question is for me. But thank you so much for that call. We'll see how it all shakes out. Up next, got a text from Isaac from Avondale, Arizona. Look, we had Phoenix, Arizona. Now we got Avondale, Arizona. He says, yo, Q, this is Isaac. Just a quick question. When did the Raiders let go of Jalen Richard? All I'm seeing in social media are tribute Raider highlights about him and how they're going to miss him playing for us. That's from Isaac in Avondale, Arizona. He was a free agent. It wasn't that they got rid of him. It was just a free agent. They didn't re-sign him. You know, and I was really shocked last season that they brought him back. I mean, that was one of the things that I talked about quite a bit, was I thought that he was going to be on the outside looking in, especially with the whole vaccination thing. And then he was out. He had COVID. And it just felt like that, okay, he's not going to be coming back. But no, his contract ran out. He was a free agent, or he is a free agent running back, and this new regime did not bring him back. And right now they have seven running backs in the room, so he's definitely not needed. Brandon Bolden will play more of the Jalen Richard role. He's a guy that knows the New England system. Obviously, he comes over from the Patriots, and really the only running back that's not a rookie that has more than a one-year deal. Do you know, it's funny that you actually asked that question, and I was talked about this on my radio show on Thursday a little bit. The Raiders have 40 guys right now. And look, we're talking about 90-man roster. They have 40 guys right now that are on one-year deals. You know, obviously, every one of those guys is not going to make the team, the final 53-man roster. But right now, if you look up and down their roster, 40 of the guys are on one-year deals. That's going to make a hell of a training camp, right? Who's going to battle it out? Who's going to stick? Who's going to try to get a better contract next season? Who's going to earn a better contract next season? That's going to make training camp very, very intriguing. But as far as Jalen Richard goes, yeah, he's a free agent, so who knows where he'll play next year, but it won't be in Las Vegas. Thank you so much for that text. Finally, we'll close things out with King Raider in L.A. He's calling to talk about his pops and spirit of Father's Day that was last Sunday, and then he touches on the Raiders' defense. Here he is, King Raider, calling from L.A.
Hey, what's up, Q? It's your boy, King Raider, from out here in L.A., California. Hey, that's awesome that you got that Barstool, man. It sounds awesome, bro. I know you're going to enjoy it when you're watching the games. I just want to touch on a couple subjects that you talked about this week really quick. First off, my pops, well, my step-pops, but I recognize him as my pops because he raised me really when I was like five. He was a football fan. I mean, he was Mexican, so he was more into soccer, but what he really taught me, and I feel it's way more important than fandom and anything else, is how to be a man. And not just what everybody else says. Oh, he taught me how to be, no, he really taught me how to be a man. Responsible. If you have a family, as a man, you're going to work, and you're always going to have to work for your family and provide for your family. And, you know, I'm just 29 years old, too. I got five kids. And I've been working since I was 18 years old, because that's when I first had my first one. And I always think about those words from my pops, because he passed away in 2019. And that's what keeps me going every morning. Man, I don't want to wake up and come to work, man. But I still do it because my pops did it, and I've seen the struggle he went through, so I know that's what I got to. Second of all, Dominican Sue will be a great addition. With him, Chandler Jones, Max Crosby tearing up the line, offensive line. Brown, the linebacker that we got. There's a pyramid holding it down. If we got Jonathan Abrams playing solid, and if he's working on his coverage, that would be awesome. Anthony Averett, Yasin, if they turn out to be somebody. Man, Trayvon Mullen, if he can stay healthy. Trayvon Moore, Nate Hobbs. That defense sounds good to me. Sounds good enough to me. Yeah, we would have to work still on the O-line, but like I was saying, I mean, I've noticed this last season, especially with those Henry Ruggs games, and even after with like Zay Jones, Derek Carr has a quick little snap, a little quick little curl out of his wrist, a little flick of the wrist, and that thing's gone. So, I mean, we got the weapons. I'm excited for the season. I got me, thank you. Appreciate the show, man. Really, first listen every morning, no matter what. Keep doing it. Thank you. Keep having a great week, Raider Nation. King Raider out. Raider Nation. Y'all already know. Just win, baby.
There he goes. There he goes right there, King Raider calling out of L.A. Thank you so much for the call, my man. I appreciate you. Great story about your pops. That's cool, man. Sounds like a hell of a role model. I never use the term step. That goes for kids or parents. It's just not me. I get it when people do, but it's just not what I do. But it sounds like you and your pops had a hell of a relationship, man, and he's a great role model, and that's fantastic. It sounds like you're being a really good role model for your kids as well. So definitely keep doing your thing, and we'll see. We'll see about this Raiders defense to see how it all comes together. They got a few questions, obviously, but training camp, we know, is coming up. The 18th is when the rookies are going to report, and the 20th is when the veterans report. And then it gets real. So it's less than a month away when everything gets real. We'll be at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. Of course, we'll be bringing you all the news and notes every single day. We'll bring you all the sounds. Very excited about that. Cannot wait for it to get started. It'll be here sooner rather than later. So thank you so much for that call. Do appreciate you. And that's going to do it for today's show. It's going to do it for the week, Raider Nation. And, man, it's been a busy week, right? Got a whole lot going on. Next week's going to be a super crazy busy week. I'm going to try to get the podcast up as early as possible each and every day, but I'll tell you right now, I've got so much going on next week. I'll just give you a quick sneak peek preview. Next week, I will be doing my normal radio show, 2 to 5 p.m. West Coast time. I'll be doing that on Raider Nation Radio, 920, and then 6 to 10 p.m. on ESPN National all week long, Monday through Friday, as I'll be filling in on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN National, which is obviously a lot of fun. It's great. It's fantastic. I can't wait for the opportunity, but man, that is 35 hours of on-air radio, which is not really heard of. I'm going to hold it down. Everything's going to be fine. Still get the podcast out as well, but it might get out. Normally, it's around, what, 12:05, 12:15 every single morning. It may get out around 12:30. It might sometimes push to 1 a.m. We're going to get it done. It'll still be here Monday through Friday, but bear with me if it gets up just a little bit late because I am going to be grinding next week for sure. So there it is right there. Raider Nation, have a fantastic weekend. Do what you do. Try to relax as much as possible. You know, chill with the family, of course, and I'm going to do the same as much as possible. So Raider Nation, until Monday, we'll talk again. Have a great weekend. Take care of your family. Love on your family. Most importantly, as always, just win, baby.